Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school, rock school, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
That gets back to that silly joke. I don't remember what movie it was in, some Burt Reynolds movie, where the big over-heavy sheriff with the mirrored sunglasses looks at him and goes, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You, son.
Son.
That's going to be the most expensive tinkle you have ever taken."
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
I hope so, unless you've changed your name. We are brought to you by the CPB, at least in part, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm going to remind you also that my book is finally out by Joe Burns, and it is called We'll Try and Get That On For You. And closer to the breaks, I'll tell you where to get that. I saw this on Music Business Worldwide. If you're into music and the law of it and the business of it, this is a fantastic website, and it is free still, Music Business Worldwide. And I looked it up to see if it was even true, and I found it on Reuters, I found it on NBC, but I don't know how I haven't seen this just through general channels, because if this is true, it's going to change how people protect themselves. Okay. There is a judge. His name is Victor Torres. He's in Rio de Janeiro. He's part of their sixth commercial court. And he made an injunction yesterday meaning the day the story came out. This was back at the beginning of the year, against Sony and Universal Music Group, that Adele's song, Million Years Ago, you're an Adele fan. You know that song?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Here's what he said.
Uh-oh.
It must be pulled from all streaming platforms worldwide. A single judge, I'm going to say it out loud, a single judge from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is telling every single streaming service worldwide, they have to stop streaming Adele's song, Million Years Ago.
Did Adele just go there and beat him up?
How? Oh, I know how he's doing it, and we'll tell you about it in the second break. But
why?
You mean to tell me that a judge, I know it's in Rio de Janeiro, but who cares? Let's say it's in Panama. I'm just going to pick other nations that are part of this thing I'm going to talk about. Spain, Canada, Australia, Belgium.
Wow. Okay.
You mean a judge can tell worldwide streaming services what to do?
I'd say come get me.
Okay. It's that Texas thing. Come and get it. It's a copyright dispute with a Brazilian musician named Toninho Guerrias. There's no way I pronounced that perfectly, but I'm close. He brought the suit in 2021, claiming Adele, who is the author of the song Million Years Ago, and Greg Kirsten, who is the producer of the song, plagiarized his samba classic Mujeres. That means women. The original suit asked for only $160,000 in lost royalties. Mujeres was released 1995, so he's asking for the money lost between 2015, that's when Adele's song was released, and his suit in 2021. Apparently, the judge, Judge Victor Torres, in Rio de Janeiro's sixth commercial court, he was unhappy that the suit was being dragged along. So he said, "Every one of you," and he's doing it through Sony and Universal Music Group,
every single solitary streaming service has to stop playing the song until this is resolved.
Oh, my goodness.
Does it sound like somebody can do that?
No.
Apparently they can.
It sounds like, why would we care what he says?
That's what I thought. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, Rio de Janeiro in Brazil is not a small country. It's not like the...
And they like to party and have a good time. They got a great parade.
Yeah. How is it possible? Okay, let's play this song by Adele, Million Years Ago. We will then come back and I'll tell you on what legal precedent this guy's doing it. And it's clever. It's really clever. And honestly, it may hold up.
No.
I'm not kidding. Here you go. It's Adele on Rock School.
I only wanted to have fun, learning to fly, learning to run. I let my heart decide the way when I was young. Deep down, I must have always known a million years ago.
All right, that is the Adele song, A Million Years Ago. Actually, it's just Million Years Ago. There's no A out front. You may think, just go ahead and ignore this guy, this Victor Torres in Rio de Janeiro, but you can't. You know, oh, he's a nut. No, he's not. He's laid a fine of 50,000 reais, or about, that's the money that they use, or about $4,080 for each play on a service.
Ooh.
Meaning if you're Spotify, every time you break his edict, his injunction, you owe that 40-80. The song, I'm talking about Adele, has 224 million listens on Spotify alone. I didn't do the mathematics, but it's a lot. It's a bunch. Universal appealed the decision, arguing there was no plagiarism, only an accidental melodic similarity due to the use of musical cliches. Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mujeres, which was written by this guy, Guerreas, G-E-R-E-A-S. The thing is, Mujeres is a samba. Dun 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 dun. Hear it going down, half step, half step, half step. It follows a thing. You listen to a blues song, it follows a format, that 1-4-5 chord. You listen to a gospel song, it follows a format, that 1-4-6 chord. And you, how many times have you said, how many songs have been written in, quote, gospel G?
Right.
G is this common key that just about anybody can sing in, except you. You sing in B, which is really weird.
I thought it was D I sing in.
No, B. When
B?
I try to write for
that
you.
That ain't right.
I think that's four.
Ooh, don't sing.
I think it's 400 sharps.
Just stop that singing.
The judge is claiming he has the ability to stop all plays worldwide. Why? Because of, and you're going to think I am punking you. Why? Because of the 18, I read that right. 1886 Bern Convention. Look, if you want to read about this, Bern is spelled B-E-R-N-E. What is it? The Bern Convention, and I just simply grabbed this from somewhere. The Bern Convention for the Protection of Literary and Artistic Works was an international treaty adopted in 1886. It established minimum protections for authors, artists, and other creators. Member countries must treat works from other member countries the same as their own. Now, not everybody has signed on to this. China is well known for just simply taking, ignoring copyright and selling it there on their streets and obviously in their stores. But most countries, let me see the number here. Right now, there are 180 countries that are signed on. The United States joined in 1989, one of the last to do so, but the fact still remains. As long as, according to the Bern Convention, as long as protection is offered to something that is in a fixed format. So to get
copyright protection under the Berne Convention, it has to be recorded. Got to be a tape, got to be a record, got to be a something. Now, obviously, 1886, they didn't have recording, so it would have been written down, made into sheet music. It also offers the protection for each work for the life of the author plus 50 years or 50 years after publication if the author is unknown, which is why I say, hey, Joe, how long does copyright last? Forever. You'll be dead.
Right.
Don't worry about it. It says here, the biggest concern of the Berne is that it does not, and I think this is what the judge is going on, it does not recognize fair use. So, there's this piece of music that samba, like blues, like rock, like gospel, like what have you, there is a format to the music. You know, when you hear that dun 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 dun, there's a specific format to it. When you listen to the beginning of a Robert Johnson song, there's a format to it.
So is he going to go after all the samba?
That's an excellent question. That is
in the world?
That is an excellent question. There's a good question in my mind. Is he doing this for real or is he trying to make a point?
What is the point?
Oh, it's a good point that you just can't do that. The question is, now you've heard the Adele song. Here I'm going to play Mujeres for you. And you tell me and if it is or if it isn't. And furthermore, when we get back, I've got a piece of audio that sort of plays them right over top of one another. And we'll do that for you as well. So here is Mujeres by, I'm going to try it, Toninho, T-O-N-I-N-H-O, Guerias, G-E-R-A-E-S, Guerias. Okay, here's Mujeres, means women, on Rock School.
Tive mulheres de todas as cores, de várias idades, de muitos amores. Com umas até um certo tempo fiquei, pra outras apenas um pouco me dei. Já tive mulheres do tipo atrevida, do tipo acanhada, do tipo vivida, casada, carente, solteira, feliz. Já tive donzela e até meretriz. Mulheres cabeça desequilibradas.
Here it is. All right. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think so either. I hear that they are once again in the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Samba?
Yeah, they're in the samba. I can hear that they're playing a certain kind of music. But it again, I keep going back to blues. I keep going back to gospel. There's certain formulas that work in music. If I say I want to write a blues song, I'm not going to then perform certain chord progressions that aren't in the blues genre. I think we're all getting a little too, and I'm positive Adele, she's a musician. She has heard sambas before. Tall and dark and tan and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in when she's here dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's things in there that do that stuff. I don't know how else to say it. No, I don't buy this one bit, but that's not my concern. My concern is, what happens if this is held up by this Berne Convention and enough places, enough countries decide to stop streaming the song? That means anyone at any point in time who feels there is yet a copyright concern, you get the right judge. He or she can use this Berne Convention and
end anybody's play on any streaming service. Now, I know it's not a ton of money, but the fact still remains. And what kills me, this is all over $160,000. I mean, I didn't know what you expected, that Universal Music would just cut you a check. You can't do that.
That's what they expected.
Well, but they can't, because that would mean anybody would just say, well, my song is close to this. Cut me a check for $80,000. Well, $160,000 is not that much. So that's fine. In the future, all these people would create these lawsuits that, quote, aren't that much.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
He could make a career off of that.
Absolutely, he could. I'm not sure exactly how to denote whether it's real or not, but I don't think you can just say it's close and then have a judge create an injunction to do that. But yet, you say, does this have ramifications? Oh, sure. It moves out from this, and I have some examples of that. I want to tell you right now, I've got a book out there, going into the first break here. I've got a book out there, and the book is titled, We'll Try and Get That On For You. It's My Life in Personality Radio. You can buy a hardcover or a softcover at Amazon.com. You can get the audio book at Audible.com, or if you're a member of Kindle Digital Publishing, if you have purchased Kindle Unlimited, you get it for nothing.
Woo-hoo!
It's part of Kindle Unlimited.
Love it.
And furthermore, if you're not, you know, part of Kindle Unlimited, you get it for $1.07. Why? Because there's a fictional radio station in it that's 107 FM. Get it? Who's listening to us?
WWNW, New Wilmington, PA.
Well, that's blatantly a college radio station at Westminster College, so it ain't up at 107, so that's not the station I'm talking about. Okay, back in a minute here in Rock School. Coming out of the break, what are the ramifications of this? Well, here's the deal. If you are a streamer, I'm a streamer. I've paid the money. I gave it to DistroKid. And if you want, you can go search my name on Spotify, on Apple. It's all up there. You can just go take a look at it. If you are a streaming person, now I just put my stuff up there because I think it's fun. If you're trying to make a living at this, here's what you're going to be inundated with. I just talked to you about my book. I must receive 3 calls a week from people with heavy, heavy accents telling me that I can pay money and have my book promoted on a television show.
Woo!
I decided to look up the television show and, it doesn't exist, or it used to exist.
Uh-oh.
It changes. What's funny is a lot of these guys, and it's been a guy every time, they have so thick an accent that a couple of the words sound like they're cursing, to the point where I actually sent myself the message that the guy said, and I put it up on the Facebook so people could hear that, you know, what do you want to know? If you decide to, as a streamer, somebody who wants to make money with it, you decide to buy work with a company
who will proclaim they'll help you get streams. There's a lot of names for it. It's called AS, streaming manipulation, abnormal store-end behavior.
Huh?
Fraudulent store-end behavior or store-end fraud. I do not know what the store-end means. I assume store is where you can buy the music. This is something that K-pop has been doing for a heck of a good long time. Machines play the tunes, and it ups the views and the likes. It's well known that a lot of K-pop became K-pop because there is a server farm in South Korea or wherever they are buying it that's doing all this for
them. Where all the kids live.
Yeah. Says here, if you have purchased listeners or viewers, but they're bots, meaning robots, machines.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the guys in black suits with dark glasses in the Matrix.
Yeah.
That's who's listening to your music.
Oh, dear.
Spotify, Apple, Deezer, and other streaming platforms routinely check and remove content they believe to be violating their terms of service. All major streaming services will drop you. TuneCore may go as far as completely closing your account and/or restricting your ability to withdraw funds. Now, you say, what does that have to do with the Adele thing? If we are talking about a single incident that will allow you to be basically banned across the board, this is another way they're trying to do it. Deezer, you may remember we did a show a while back where they were talking about if your songs have not received 1,000 plays, they would be considered trash. And mm-hmm. I'm not making that word up.
Right.
And they would be erased. They give it a pretty name, like artist-centered paying, what have you. They're getting rid of all of that stuff. And a lot of streaming services. Now, Deezer is over in Europe, but it's going to come here.
It's clogging up the pipes, right?
I fully expect my stuff to be erased anytime. Or I'll receive an email that'll say, hey, how about X number of dollars per month and we'll leave your stuff up there. Now, I'm financially available to do it. But a lot of people aren't. I know that. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to play some stuff. I went to the current rock song streaming run and Spotify, and I'm just going to play songs that are on that list. Do I want to know? It's Arctic Monkeys here on Rock School.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you fall for somebody new? Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. If this feeling flows both ways, we're sort of hoping that you stay.
Okay, if you're buying these services, how in the world are these streaming services sniffing out these fakers? The ratio between streams and number of listeners of a song should be about 40 to 60%, meaning you should have somewhere near twice as many streams as listeners. So if you have 1,000 listeners and 1,000 streams, no kidding, a machine is doing it. You're telling me 1,000 people came in, listened to one song, and left?
Ooh.
No. So
ouch.
They're looking for about twice as many songs listened to as there were streamers. Because I believe it's 30 seconds. I might be wrong.
That you need to hang on
to
at least 30 seconds?
So if I'm listening to a song, the next one comes on, and I go, nah, yuck, and I leave in 5-6 seconds,
mm-hmm.
You don't get credit for that. So that's what they're looking for. If the streams and the listener numbers are identical, fake. You're caught. If bots are used, you got many streams but hardly any saves of a song. Normally, the saves, our daughter does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to listen to it offline and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think I save anything.
No, I don't.
I don't care, because I can always go back and just listen to it again.
Right.
Normally, the saves are about 6 to 10% of the streams. With bot tracks, it's 3% or less, because they are being programmed to do it. And then, most people consume music via their cell phones. That's how I listen to it, don't you?
Yeah.
You're in your car.
Yes.
If the percentage of streams coming from a desktop is over 20%, the streams are botted, and there's a real good chance they can shut you down.
Ooh.
Again, Joe, what does this have to do with the Adele thing? It's gonna be worldwide. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. Here be the dates, February 17th all the way through February 23. You got Monday, Tammy. Go.
February 17th, 1990, Aerosmith appear on Saturday Night Live performing Monkey on My Back, Janie's Got a Gun, and the Wayne's World theme song in a skit.
Sibilance, sibilance, sibilance. February 18th, 1973, the nationally syndicated radio concert series King Biscuit Flower Hour premieres.
February 19th, 1980, AC/DC lead singer Bon Scott dies after a night of heavy drinking. The coroners classify it as death by misadventure.
Yeah, that is a real common thing that you hear about his death.
I'd love for mine to be classified like that. Death by misadventure.
I know. Here in America, that sounds like death by wacky stuff. But we're talking about
like a good time to me.
Completely. Well, I'm sure it was
until it ended
in his death. February 20th, 2003, a fire breaks out at a Great White concert in Rhode Island, killing 100.
February 21, 1974, Jungle Boogie becomes the first Cool in the Gang gold single.
Love that song. February 22, 1989, Jethro Tull wins the first Grammy for Best Hard Rock Heavy Metal Performance, beating out Metallica. They didn't even attend the get-together. They were so sure they were going to lose. I remember that. Metallica was there. They were dressed in tuxes. Ah, not good. February 23, 1970, Ringo Starr guests on Laughing.
Suck it to me.
Suck it to me, baby.
Here's some more things that people use to sniff out these fakers. Followers should be about 5% of the monthly playlist, meaning if you're a fan of Adele, at least 5% should be people who are linked to Adele's account following her. If the number's below that 5%, entirely possible that you have bought a song in the playlist. Even though Spotify has more listeners with free subscriptions than paying customers, the premium accounts generate more streams. That's you and me. We pay. We pay for the whole family to have it. If a significant portion of the streams come from free accounts, that's a bot. And so there you go. Playlists are created with multiple unknown songs. Then it gets the attention of the streamers. So if you're listening to Adele and Queen and what have you, and then all of a sudden it's Bob and the Who Cares, Bob and the Who Cares, Bob and the Who Cares, Bon Jovi. Bob and the Who Cares, Bob and the Who Cares. Okay, hang on. Something's loopy in there. And also, bot farms are often located in countries where Spotify doesn't exist. Now, people try to get past it with a VPN, so you all of a sudden have an excess number of streams from very small towns. I have a VPN now, and it keeps attaching in Texas.
Really?
So every time I log into, like, the Weather Channel or something like that, it's like, you know, your closest city is Irvine, Texas, or whatever, Texas. No, it ain't, because it's a VPN. So if that happens, they also take a look at you. And that's what, to me, is concerning about it. Because with this, if this holds up, this Berne Convention, they'll just wipe you off of everything.
Ooh.
You can't be big in Japan because you're not in Japan.
Whoa.
They'll just get rid of everything. All right. Got to play something here. Once again, we looked at the rock chart on Spotify. How about Don't Stop Me Now by Queen? I love that song. I know it gets played all the time. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit here on Rock School.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating.
leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me.
Stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me.
Coming into the second break, there are some absolutely heartbreaking stories of people that got caught with these bots. Their entire run of music, everything has been dropped from the streaming platforms. Now, it may very well be dropped across the world. The community suggests contacting Spotify for artists and throwing yourself on your sword.
Ooh.
I didn't know. That's that. That gets back to that silly joke. I don't remember what movie it was in. Some Burt Reynolds movie, where the big overheavy sheriff with the mirrored sunglasses looks at him and goes, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse, son."
Son,
that's going to be the most expensive tinkle you have ever taken. It says here, I only say it says here because I wrote it, I could not find anything that suggested if any of these people were successful or not, just showing up and saying, "Hey, man, I screwed up." You know, I don't. All streaming services also are cracking down on AI-generated music, but not just that. It's music that's had assistance from AI. Spotify is also dropping audiobooks that use AI as a reader. I was offered that.
Yeah.
My book was published through a company called Dorrance, and they said, "Hey, man, do you want us to create an AI audiobook for you?" And I said, "Oh, no, no, no. I'm an ex-disc jockey, so I did it." But somebody says yes, they're knocking people off because of that, which really cheeses me off, because the Oscars, when you look at the Oscars,
yeah,
you are looking at a lot of musicals, and they freely admit in, I think it's Emile Perez, the lead person in Emile Perez could not hold a tune in a bucket. So they were using AI to clean up the vocals. There's also talk that music and vocals were cleaned up in Wicked. Well, if the majors are doing it, what are you going to do with younger people? Kick them off, apparently. Are you going to kick Wicked off of your streaming services?
Ooh.
Bet not.
Ooh, good question.
I will bet not. Who's listening to us?
Well, that would be KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Do a quick search on Kindle, Audible, Amazon, buy it in whatever format you want, but I got a new book. It's by me, Joe Burns, and it's titled, we'll try and get that on for you, My Life in Personality Radio.
And who reads the book?
People who are smarter than the average bear.
Well, you read the book out loud for Audible, right?
Yeah, hey, boo-boo. All right, back in a minute here on Rock School. Out of the break, if you find that your music has been taken down on streaming services, take a quick look. You have to be told why it was taken down. They just can't do it. You should, in your account, in your email, in your somewhere, you should be told why it happened. Okay, Why did it happen? Here are the most common reasons. A takedown request. This is exactly what they're talking about with this fella, this judge in Rio de Janeiro. A third party has requested that the music be taken down, and the streaming service went, yeah, okay, and they took it down. Subscription expiration. So if you had a subscription to DistroKid or you this or that, and you let it all lapse, nope. And I've heard this before. I have heard people, students, make the statement to me, I'm just going to get it on there and I'm just not going to pay them. What are they going to do, take it down? Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They are. My son, I got him a truck and he is making payments to me. I said, let's pretend I'm a bank. And I remember, was it 2 months in a row?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. And the second month, he had the money, but he was $15 short of his truck payment. And because of that, the automatic withdrawal that I had said, no, there's not enough money in his account. And I went to his dorm room and I sat with him and I said, hey, man, you didn't pay. And he looked at me and went, I'm only $15 short. Okay. To a bank, that means boob kiss.
Right.
Well, how much is it? It's $400. But I have $375. That's not $400.
Are we good with that?
No, we're not good. I know he's paying it to me. But later in life, he's going to pay to a bank. That kind of stuff happens. Might as well learn it from me. Common title. I've never heard of this before, but I found it a bunch of other places. The title of the song is too common. It comes up too often.
Get out.
But at what point in time do you... Well, let's say there's a million songs called Mary Has a Little Lamb.
Uh-huh.
And so Has a Little Lamb. Let's say I write a song called Mary Has a Little Lamb. Yeah. Why did you cut it off at me?
Right.
Why'd you let all of those? Now, all of a sudden, I gotta be in trouble. That's like, when I'm in a long line, I just must have a face. Because people will walk up and I'm the guy they cut in front of.
Mm.
Well, you can cut in front of him. Oh, no, he looks scary. Well, cut in front of her. I think she would hit me with her purse.
Wow.
Why is it me?
You're too nice, man.
Apparently. Indexing. The name of the artist or the release may not be indexed yet. And then ask yourself this question. Is your song a cover? If your song's a cover, that's probably one of the most common reasons you will be taken down. To create a cover of a song, you really should contact Harry Fox, spell it just as I say, H-A-R-R-Y, Harry Fox, and say, my band is named, I don't know, Death Tongue or Death Feud or what have. I think Death Tongue is from Bloom County.
That's excellent.
But Bleeding Eyeball. That's terrible. But you then say to whomever the band, what do you say to Harry Fox? I want to do a cover. And usually it'll just be an amount of money. And it's not a lot because I had a friend in a band wanted to do a cover of a Bread song. And I said to him, man, you're going to get crushed. They're going to want a lot of money. And it wasn't. It was in the low hundreds. And I thought, pay that.
Right.
Pay that and be done with it. So those are the things you got to take a look at. Is your song a cover? Did you get permission to do the cover? Oh, man, what are they going to do? Take you down.
This is scary because this guy's like across the ocean many times.
Yeah. Yeah. It drives me nuts that I hear that. I remember in, why can't I come up with it? My web design class. I was talking to them about copyright, and one kid said, well, I'm just going to take whatever I want. What are they going to do? They can't take anything from me. I'm a poor college student. And I said, no, they won't take anything from you, and nobody wants what you have. No offense. But what they can do is give you a copyright infraction. You ever filled out a job employment document? You want to work at Burger King, McDonald's, what have you? It says, have you ever been convicted of a federal crime? Guess what? Copyright infringement is a federal crime.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is starting to get loopy. Really is. And this thing with Adele, if it goes through and they pull everything on her, that That scares
me. Painful.
Yeah. Let's play something else. How about, I don't want to do that one. How about Mr. Brightside? I like that. From The Killers here on Rock School.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. And I just find it.
Okay, I spoke too long during the show, but we are running out of time. I see a lot of blog posts with multiple artists saying their stuff has been pulled. I think it may be somewhat reality. You did something wrong. But I think a lot of it is what Deezer is starting. They want your music gone. It hasn't received enough plays, over 1,000, for the streaming service to be concerned about it, and they would rather have the hard drive space back because you are costing them money and you're not paying them money. I think more and more these streaming services are going to look for a reason to make you go away. I got no more time. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
That'll do it. Class is dismissed.